Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Virge Bernero. Hello, Virge, how are you?
Great, how are you doing, Jack?
Just fine. Well, we are debating, right?
There's one debate. I'm very disappointed. I've never encountered anything like this, where a guy running for office is afraid to face the public and afraid to have a debate to talk about ideas and issues, plans, and your record. We're going to have a debate on public TV. I accepted that just in the spirit and the hope that that the voters will, can learn something more about us. I really think they deserve three debates. I think that's part of the interview process. We talked about that. I don't understand a guy that wants the job but doesn't want to go through the interview. He doesn't want to face the scrutiny of the media in a debate setting where we can stand up and say, this is my, here's my idea, this is my plan, this is my vision. I'm happy to put my vision and my record up against Rick Snyder's, but he's not so happy. I'm running on my record, he's running away from his.
Virge, I guess there's a little bit of a disagreement on how this all came to pass. There was a meeting over coffee today, is that right?
That's correct.
And there was an apparent agreement, at least a preliminary agreement, to the three debates. That was his final offer. You agreed to that. Was that without conditions?
Well, he issued how we got here is he made a series of unreasonable demands. We were in negotiation. I didn't even want negotiations, Jack. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you should run a debate. There should be a debate at Channel 10. I mean, every region of the state, right. We should do a debate, and the media outlet can be trusted to do it.
Right.
But he wanted negotiations. We got stuck in negotiations for a long time. My view is he made us stuck in it. He says we took too long. He issued a final offer. It said final offer on it. Apparently, this is how they do it in the corporate world. Take it or leave it. We said, well, we'll take most of it, 99% of it. There's two things we don't like. We sent it back saying we accept that these two little things. And there were some other issues. He didn't want to have any streaming web. He wanted to limit access to it and rebroadcast of it and so on and so forth. And we said, we're not going to debate in a closet. So, we had a couple ideas, some different ideas. And he said, well, that's it then, no debates. We gave you a final offer and no debates. I'll take my ball and go home. So, I guess it's new to me. To me, when you're running for office, you want to get out there. You want to face the public. And even if you don't want to, you have to. You have to. I don't always want to take the interview. I don't always want to answer the question that journalists ask, but it's part of the job. Mm-hmm. And so, I think he's shirking his obligation and responsibility. I think we owe the public much more than this. We owe him a complete view of who we are, unscripted, not just a 30-second infomercial or a soundbite, but to actually answer questions, to be in a prolonged setting so people get to see, so they can take a measure of the man.
Virge, before this morning, did you think this guy isn't going to debate at all?
Sure, absolutely. I thought that was a distinct possibility, and I think he became under so much heat. He took so much heat for it. The editorial pages were all saying that he should debate. I think he finally. I don't think he did it, for me or because it was the right. I think politically, they decided, oh my goodness, we can't take the heat. We got to do at least one. And I said to him today, this morning, why? Where's your offer of three? What's wrong with three? We still have time. The election's over a month away. What more important thing could you have to do?
What did he say?
He would give me no reason, no rationale. He just stubbornly dug in and said, it's one debate. I'm offering one debate. So, my instinct was to say no, three or nothing. But I said, well, for the public's sake, one is better than none. At least they'll get some picture of us. And I hope that, the tape. And I also got the I got some of the other stuff out of there about the rebroadcast. So it can be rebroadcast. It can be simulcast. Any station around the state that wants to pick it up can. It's just this one. It's unfortunate. I think the democratic process, people deserve more. The democratic process demands more. I think if you want the most important job in the state, you ought to be able to go through the interview process for it. We have big problems, big challenges in this state. I'm confident in my plan, my Main Street agenda to address those problems. I think my plan is better than his plan. That's what a debate is about. I think my record is better than his record, my record of job creation here in Lansing. I'll put my record of job creation here up against his record at Gateway any day of the week. And I'd like to do that in three televised debates and answer tough questions at the same time.
Would you guess that this is going to get a lot of play from other stations picking it up? It's going to be on public broadcasting, but the opportunity is there for commercial outlets that want to simulcast, correct?
Yes, but that I have no idea. You'd know more about that than me, Jack. I truly have no idea about whether a station, you know, I would think a lot of these bigger stations, they like to do their own debate with their own personalities.
Sure. Absolutely.
You know, so I just don't know that they're going to pick up a debate with two newspaper journalists as host. You know, I mean, well, why wouldn't he do a debate in Detroit with a Devin Scillian or a Chuck Stokes, a well-known, you know, political news personality? I'm stunned. It's stunning to me that a guy running for statewide office is so afraid that he wants to run. What is he afraid of? What is he running from in his record that he doesn't want to have a debate? And even his town hall meetings, you know, he says, I've had these town. Yeah, your town hall meetings are with people that love you. They're with your fans. I mean, I love a rally. I had one today in Grand Rapids. It's great to be with people that love you. But that's not reality, Jack. You know that. When you're governing, you're going to have to deal with people that don't love you. You know, you're going to have to deal with a legislature sometimes that's stacked against you. You have to be able to work with people and negotiate with people. He doesn't have the government experience, and he demonstrates a lack of understanding or respect for the political process.
Virg, we had some numbers yesterday from Derek Wallbank in Washington saying that Rick Snyder has the highest favorability numbers, people who think he's a good guy and like him, of any gubernatorial or senatorial candidate the Republicans have put up this year. Your reaction to that?
Isn't that something, Jack? what can I say to that? My goal, Jack, has never been to be loved. My goal has been to make a positive difference for the people I represent. I think we've done that in Lansing. You know, I think oftentimes if you make a big difference, you're not universally acclaimed. You're not right. Universally loved. I mean, John Engler was in here. He made a big impact. He was governor for 12 years.
Right.
He was a polarizing figure.
You're going to step on some toes. Leading isn't easy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, that's great that he's loved. He's also unknown. I mean, the question is, what is his capacity to lead? I've led Lansing in tough times. I was reelected with 63% of the vote. You know what? When you can get reelected in today's day and age with 63% in tough times when you've had to make cuts and everything else, that's not bad. My running mate, Brenda Lawrence, was reelected in Southfield with 78% of the vote. She was reelected with 78%, and she's governed for 9 years, no tax increase, no layoffs, on a AA+ credit rating. I've done that for 5 years. I thought that was an accomplishment. 5 years, balanced budgets, no layoffs, and a AA+ credit rating in these tough economic times. But still, it's not up to those levels of a Rick Snyder when you've never governed anything at all, and the one place that he did govern, Gateway, is now a Chinese company. I don't think that's leadership. I don't think Michigan needs a CEO, a chief executive outsourcer. We need a leader who's going to be building jobs here in Michigan, and that's what Brenda Lawrence and I have been doing.
Virg, when you look at the issues, your policies, the differences, very, very clear lines of distinction, and then you see the poll numbers, and we've seen a lot of them now, and they're holding pretty solid. We've had from 19 points up well into the 20s. How frustrating is it for you not to be able to put a dent in this guy?
Well, I feel I am putting a dent, and the poll that came out yesterday from and I've always said, Jack, the poll that matters is the one on election day.
Right.
It opens at 7 a.m. and closes at 8 p.m., and the voters will speak, and the voters will get the last word. That being said, the Rasmussen poll yesterday said that we've narrowed the gap to 13, that now I'm at 38 and he's at 51. So the way I see it, the more people get to know him, and the more they get to know me, they're moving in my direction. So I feel very good about the progress that we're making.
A lot of people know that you are a very skilled debater. You have a reputation as one of the best debaters in state government and local government, whatever the case may be. Rick Snyder does not have a strong history as a debater. Would you expect that the expectations for Rick Snyder in this debate are going to be low, and if he basically shows up and doesn't start speaking Sanskrit, he'll be okay?
From the pundit side, I think you're probably correct. I think that's how it'll be spun, and that's how his people will spin it. I think, though, he's an unknown quantity, and there's a lot of questions about Rick Snyder. Where does he really stand? You know, where does he stand on choice? Is he pro-choice? Is he pro-life? I'm pretty sure he's anti-choice. But his people, you know, his handlers say other things. Manufacturing, you know, I'm pro-manufacturing, very much so, vehemently so. He said manufacturing is a thing of the past. We're growing manufacturing in Lansing every week, every month this year, you know that. So there's a lot of differences, and the debate will be an opportunity to flesh some of those out, whereas right now he's an unknown quantity. And so I think really, you know, people, those that watch, they're going to just be taken, you know, what are these guys about? They're going to be kind of taking the measure of the man. And I think a lot of times the pundits, no offense to you, but, you know, the pundits, the media kind of build it up, the other media, into so-and-so has to do this and so-and-so has to accomplish that. Mm-hmm. I think we'll both probably equip ourselves well, but hopefully we can focus on the issues that we are. I think I've got the plan to move Michigan forward. I think I've got the record that demonstrates I can get results. So I hope we'll actually get to some real issues and that will carry the day.
Virg, would you consider joining him, invited or not, at another town hall meeting between now and Election Day?
I would. And, you know, I offered to Rick, if you like that style, the town hall, let's do it. It doesn't have to be a sit-down moderated debate. Let's have a town hall with the two of us, but not just invite, you know, Snyder supporters. Let's have a town hall where we invite registered voters who are undecided and have a real town hall. We can do it with a moderator or without a moderator. But he wasn't having it. He offered the one debate that was the Center for Michigan, blah, 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 when he's out doing these town halls, but he claims he's too busy to do a real town hall. I mean, again, to me, he's running, but you know, you can run, but you can't hide from your record. We're going to continue to make sure that our record is out there, my record of creating jobs here in Lansing, and my plan to grow Michigan, which is the Main Street agenda. Mine is a Main Street agenda. His is more of a Wall Street agenda. It's more of the same from Wall Street. You know, Jack, when times got tough in Lansing, you saw what I did. I made the tough decisions. I made the cuts. I didn't raise taxes. I cut my pay. I doubled what I pay for health insurance. I gave up the city car. When times got tough at Gateway, what did Rick Snyder do? Well, he enriched himself and his friends. They took millions of dollars. They laid the folks off, the workers, and moved the company to China. That is not leadership. That's not sacrifice.
Lansing Mayor and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Virg Bernero, our guest, as always, Virg. Thanks for joining us. I appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Jack. Always a pleasure.
All right. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Cameo King of 1320 WILS News and a special story she has done on texting. We'll talk about that and much more in just a moment after this check of weather and sports.